off, it's better to follow everybody or go first or go last. I look at the pictures of the kids and some of the things that the people were talking about, and the death of Viola was a shock. She was 16. And life in Liberia is fragile. Even while we were there, Shadrach was really sick, to the point where he got so sick when we came back from Yekepa to Monrovia, he was bedbound at that point and just full of pain. We have our lives here, and they're so different than our lives there. And when we have things going well in our life, believers in the United States, things are going good, I don't need God. Things go bad, we go running to God. In Liberia, when things are going well, everybody is praising God. And when things go bad, they run away from God. So it may seem like it's different, but it's the same. I think if we could learn from each other to praise God through all those things, good and bad, either way, it would be great. But we struggle with that. And Bobby, I would go back to Liberia with you in a heartbeat because you're my lizard slayer. I need to talk about the clinic because otherwise I'm going to be all over the place. So, first trip we were there was to establish the clinic. This was in 2012. And I did not expect when I came back in 2014 what I saw. It was Johnny and Moses, and those are two incredible young men who love God. Most importantly, they love the people of Liberia. Johnny worked with Jenny, and I worked with Moses, and what I saw in Moses was that he wanted to hear what was wrong with his people and understand that. But then what I was very impressed with was this young man would turn around and make sure that when he educated them about what they needed to do, that they understood him, and he talked to them in a language they could understand. It's rare to get that here from a healthcare worker, but to have a librarian teaching their own like that. What I saw with Johnny was Johnny had 1 year of nursing school. He's not even a nurse. He worked in a clinic in Monrovia. And I watched this man see a lady who had pain in her knee, and he's like, oh, I feel fluid there. I'm like, really? And I'm feeling, and I'm like, maybe a little. He's like, no, there's a lot there. I can get that out. That man took a needle, and he drew more fluid off that knee than I ever thought there could be. And he's only got 1 year of nursing school. He is gifted in what he's doing. And that clinic is very lucky and blessed to have both him and Johnny there. Patients waiting every day. And this is the thing that kind of fascinated me, and I didn't know why. But if a white person is there, the people from all the communities are coming because they think they're going to get so much better medical care. I could not give them the better medical care Moses did. He was familiar with their diseases. He knew how to communicate with them. I don't understand that thought process. They just don't know what they have in Moses. But we saw 89 people in 2.5 days. Jenny, I am so glad she was there with me because we called a patient's name, and nobody came. We called it again, and a lady came, and she said she can't, so-and-so can't be here. And Moses is like, I can't give her medication if I can't see her and treat her. And the lady said, she can't walk. We can't get her here. He says, well, you need to bring her in. I can't just send medication home with you to take care of her when I know nothing that's wrong. I don't know, Jenny, to take 3 people to carry her in. She couldn't walk. She was screaming in pain. We got her in a back room and we laid her down, and I started to pull some of her clothes back to examine her, thinking she had a dislocated hip. I didn't know what was going on, but she was scratched and abrasions all along her side. And we asked what had happened, and what had happened was, I don't know if it was her husband or her boyfriend, had beaten her. And she was trying to get away from him and running to get away. She slid, and she did the splits awkwardly, which we thought she had a dislocated hip. At that point, I had to leave the room, and I had to call for Jenny to come in and sit with her. And Jenny showed her such compassion and love of Christ. She sat in there, I don't know how long. But we got her to feel better, and she was able to walk out on her own strength. But it's some of those things that you think, she's now going back to the very same man that beat her. Next time, will she be so lucky? And I was told by Johnny and them, you know, it's probably the only place she has to go where she can be fed and have shelter. It is a different lifestyle in Liberia. The shelves with medicine were bare. They see about 5 to 9 people a day. The last week of the month, they see all the kids in the orphanage. They also have a school there, Randall Godfrey School, and they see the teachers there as well. Jenny was talking about going to Ganta and buying medication. You see that box? That's about $600 worth of medication, U.S. If you were to buy all of that medication here in the U.S., it would be probably 10 times that amount. You can walk into the store and say, I need Levaquin, I need Cipro, I need IV this, I need IV that. The only thing you can't get is narcotics, which they don't need. They don't even have access to ibuprofen, so even ibuprofen for them, their bodies, it works, because they're not like us where we pop ibuprofen every day and it does nothing. There, it does something for them because they're naive to that. And I just was, Jenny and I were just kind of sitting in that store for 2.5 hours getting all this stuff, going, can you believe all the stuff we're getting? And I asked how much it was, and they tell, and I'm like, well, let's get some more of this, and let's get some more of that. So Johnny and Jenny would dispense medications, and they would make sure those patients understood, even with the language barrier, you know, take it in the morning, take it at night, take it with your rice. And the other thing that Jenny did is that she would pray with every single one of those patients that came in there. The compassion and love of God that I saw come through Jenny just inspired me while I was there. Mother Betty, short stay. How would you like to stay in a hospital room like that? Cement floor, IV pole, no IV pump, but a pole, and delivery room, not like ours. Mother Betty. They have a toilet there. You have to have a toilet in order to get accredited. That's one of the things, and I'll talk a little bit about that. And then Father Anthony had spilt boiling water on his foot, and he had some really nasty burns on his foot, so he came for care. Again, they both give physical and spiritual care. Every single one of those patients that left there were prayed with. Johnny and Moses, they'll tell you, we see patients Monday through Saturday. We don't see patients on Sunday. Sunday, they had their butt in church. Those are the boys that are in there, and they do praise God in all things. So some prayer requests for the clinic. Tile floor and a septic disposal tank, and it's not for the toilet. It's actually for needles and medical waste. And accreditation. And the reason those two items are needed is for accreditation. And what accreditation means for them is the Ministry of Health comes in, looks and sees they have a tile floor, they have a septic disposal place where they can put their medical waste that would be like their sharps, their needles and things that are a tank buried in the ground. And when they become accredited, the government will send students and other missionaries that want to go and work with medical knowledge to there and fund them to do it. They will pay, and they'll hook them up so that this clinic is accredited. You know, we've got a doctor with this mission organization that wants some place to go, and Country Bible Medical Clinic would be on that list where that doctor could go and serve if they're accredited. So that would mean a huge deal to the people of Yucaipa and Papa and the surrounding villages. A microscope and lab equipment can't even determine if a patient has a urinary tract infection because we can't look at their urine. We can't look at their blood. We'd be able to look at their blood on slides. It's not very expensive. It's less than $1,000 to get microscope, parasite slides, and stuff to do urine tests. A computer for documentation. They cut up pieces of cardboard, Jenny will tell you that, to write on. Moses and Johnny, they both want to complete their schooling, but they can't afford to. And just pray that, you know, they would continue to be a blessing to the clinic. The orphanage and the people there, to think that very few of those kids in an orphanage would be able to go to college. While Jenny was there, Upton would come down and he would help explain medications because he wants to become a nurse. You know, would he have wanted to become a nurse had that clinic not been there, had Country Bible not partnered with them? So the people of Yucaipa, Bapa, and the surrounding villages. It was a great trip. God was on display through the people that we came in contact with. You always think you're going on a mission trip to share God with them and bless them, but it turns around, they share God with you and bless you because they have very little. And what they have is immeasurable in material things. They have joy and they have hope. They have great smiles. They're fun people.